Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jews have reunited the city of Jerusalem to become a city of controversy. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
On Friday, May the 22nd, it was Jerusalem Day. It marked, of course, June 7, and because of the Jewish calendar, that's the different date. But June 7, 1967, in the Six-Day War, the Israeli Defense Force was able to go up onto the Temple Mount, reunite the city of Jerusalem. That was a very historic day and a special day for the Jewish people, wasn't it?
It was, Jimmy, and I have, of course, a personal recollection of that because I spent a year here in Israel as a student. So I was here during that time. Actually, during the war, I was on the Hebron front in a foxhole as we prepared to defend ourselves if the Jordanian army decided to invade at that point. I heard the broadcast that the Temple Mount is in our hands, and a week later, I was at the Western Wall. And so for me, Jimmy, of course, 53 years have passed, and I still remember quite vividly the uniting of the city, returning to history. And it was quite remarkable. My soul was exhilarated.
However, I have read the ancient Jewish prophets. Jerusalem basically is going to be a center of controversy. It is somewhat of a center of controversy today, is it not?
Well, Jimmy, it's remarkable. When we were not in the old city, no one heard very much about Palestinian designs or visions about the city, or that in London, Hezbollah people would march in the streets demanding that Jerusalem be liberated, even though it was occupied by Jordan. It seems only when Jews be where they're supposed to be and fulfill what they're supposed to be fulfilling according to the prophecies, people get upset. And so these biblical prophecies, Jimmy, resonate among us today, many times give us no rest, give us the challenge to fulfill those prophecies and to make Jerusalem a capital not only of Jewish people, but a place where all peoples of all religions can come and pray to God to unite with the biblical message.
Winky Medad with the details on the reunification of the city of Jerusalem and how it is now and will be in the future a city of controversy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Winky's reflections on the original Jerusalem Day and his part in that day's actions were a blessing. But please remember that Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2 reveals to us that today and into the near future, Jerusalem will be the center of controversy. That being the case, we see once again how close we are to the times of fulfilled prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...